What a mess. A tanker loaded with live fish from a hatchery overturned and crashed last month in Oregon.
The 53-foot truck rolled onto the passenger side, skidded on the pavement, and then went over a rocky embankment, causing it to roll onto its roof.
77,000 live salmon were thrown from the truck onto the shoulder, but unbelievably, most of them survived. Their will to live so strong. These little salmon flip-flopped and wiggled their way down the embankment to a stream running alongside the highway, and they're now happily swimming toward the Pacific. This sort of thing happens now and again. In 2016, there was a similar crash, but what made that incident amazing, listen to this. The truck driver flunked a breathalyzer and was charged with drunk driving. Even his wife believed he was a closet alcoholic, but the poor guy insisted he hadn't touched a single drop of liquor. No rum, no wine, no whiskey. And I say he's a poor guy because he's been diagnosed with a rare condition called auto-brewery syndrome. The New York Times reports when you have auto-brewery syndrome, your stomach turns carbs into ethanol. It's very rare, but a person with this ABS eats a plate of spaghetti and the fungus in his gastrointestinal tract breaks down the pasta and turns it into ethanol. Alcohol. It's like all by itself, your stomach is making beer. And yes, even though you haven't had a drop of booze, you get drunk. Very drunk. The Times reports one woman on the side of the road with a flat tire was breathalyzed in New York and blew a .40. 5 times the legal limit without a drop to drink, her belly made her drunk. Fortunately, this condition is so rare it's believed worldwide. Only a few dozen people have auto-brewery syndrome, but scientists say more might be out there undiagnosed, and there's no cure except being incredibly careful about eating carbs.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.